listen while you list. BMRN. BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, where your success on eBay is our bottom line. Now, here's Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. So before we do this segment, I do want to issue at least an acknowledgement, which is that we understand that many of our listeners won't be able to go to eBay Open, and they'll be able to take part in the experience virtually through our streaming efforts and eBay Radio. But they won't be going in, and I think it might be a little frustrating to hear a segment after segment, but it's only for one more week, just today and Thursday, and then we'll be done. And you can, we'll get back to regular stuff. So if you're getting ready for eBay Open 2017, but you're not sure what to pack, luckily Patty Whitlock is here to help. She's a packing expert, and she's known on eBay as top rated seller, the shopping mom too. That's all one word. Patty, what do you need to consider before heading off to an event like the one in Las Vegas next week?
Okay. Hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
So, let's see. There's a bunch of details that need to be considered before you head out the door. So, number one, valid ID, just in case you need to prove your age.
Griff and I'll be, on top of that one.
Yeah, I get a face that proves my age, but
really.
Go ahead.
You know something, Patty and Griff, the last time I got asked for my age...
Yeah.
Was to prove I was a senior, and this was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, me too. I got that one too.
Just once,
Oh, well then that's great, because then you could go ahead and get all kinds of discounts.
That's right.
Okay. So then the second thing is TSA luggage lock to protect your purchases if you're planning to purchase anything over there in Vegas.
Yeah.
Don't forget to bring the inflatable beach ball or two for Thursday night party. Bring two. They're flat, so you can just stick them in there so somebody forgets, you have an extra one for that person.
Yeah.
Tylenol or aspirin, take before going to bed. It will help you in the morning with a hangover.
Mm-hmm.
Sunscreen, yes, you will be inside most of the time, but when outside, you need protection, and that also goes for sunglasses. Don't wait to buy them there. It will be almost double what you pay at home. Cash, just in case cabs or vendors or don't take credit card. And then make sure you take like a small pharmacy like Tums, Advil, Excedrin, Imodium, Claritin, Band-Aid, hand sanitizer, prescriptions if you take any.
Yeah.
Okay. And then other things that you need to make packing easier is packing cubes. They keep your stuff neat and organized. And the makeup toiletry bags, so that, you have everything in one bag. Plastic Ziploc bags to store shoes or intimates. And then put the liquids inside the plastic quarter bag and lay it near the top, so when the TSA asks you to pull it out, it will be right there. So you don't have to, fumble and search in the bag for it.
Oh, that's a good point.
And eBay has a lot of those TSA locks and the little bottles that you're allowed to take with you on eBay, by the way.
That you're allowed,
So remember that if you haven't, Patty's made a good point, but I want to actually expand on that a little bit. If you haven't traveled in a while, remember that you can't just bring big bottles of liquid on a plane anymore. So they have to be 3 ounces or less. And they have to be inside a plastic sealed bag. And they suggest a quart bag, although I've used a gallon bag, plastic Ziploc bag before. Otherwise, you'll end up having to forfeit that stuff at the check-in gate, at the TSA section. They'll make you throw it away. So, and don't bring any knives or anything that's, I think they don't allow
beautiful
other stuff.
Potters or anything like that. Yeah,
right.
No. So for the clothing, for the gals, okay, 1 to 2 dresses, keep them neutral colors, black is best. 1 light sweater, it can get cold. 2 pairs of pants, 2 shorts, swimming suit, just in case, I don't know, maybe. 4 bras and 4 panties and 4 tops and 1 skirt. The long ones can double up as a dress. And then shoes, well, for me, it will be 4 pairs. Okay, 1 navy, 1 black, 1 gold, and 1 silver. And then matching jewelry for all your outfits and daytime purse and a one night.
See, Griff, that's where my spreadsheet comes in. See that, Griff? You make
there
fun,
you go.
Huh? Yeah. So I have found that shorts there sometimes are too cold indoors. So be careful about wearing shorts inside for all day.
Like the Bermudas will be too cold.
Sometimes. I've seen people freezing in them. I'm just saying, some people get awfully cold in those rooms, in the event room.
They can get cold.
And we got complaints all the time every year from people being too cold. And, I've learned to take a little wrap with me. Even if I go play poker in the casino, I've got a wrap so that I can.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice idea.
Yeah, you should bring a wrap with you. What are some of the things that we often forget? I know one thing is more people forget their medicine and they have to call their doctors back home to call the pharmacy in Las Vegas, and then you have to go pick up your medicine. So.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that we often forget is hair ties. Nobody thinks about that, the hair ties. You want to go ahead. I mean, people that have short hair.
I'm so glad you reminded me. I would be lost without my hair tie.
I know. I mean, what would you do?
Is that something Griff smokes? What is that?
I just can't have my hair, hanging around my shoulders.
No.
No.
It's horrible.
Exactly. Exactly. So then another thing is, if you're planning to use your PayPal or any other credit card, call them and tell them where you're going so that they can go ahead and note your account, because that will be like awful. You're trying to go ahead and pay for something and then the charges get denied. And it's because, PayPal put security, things on your car and, just to protect you. And you need to go ahead and call them up and let them know that you're going to be there.
And I'll tell you, not just PayPal, any credit card that you're going to use in Vegas, especially if you're going to use it for things like paying for your rooms, because they look at those bigger expenditures. It's happened to me before, Griff. I was standing at the counter going to pay for three people's rooms one year.
Yeah.
And my card got declined until I called, and she hands me the phone. The gal behind the counter in the hotel handed me the phone from the credit card people. And they said, we just want to make sure it's you, and I said,
exactly. Yeah.
So I should have called in advance.
Yeah, you can go ahead and call in advance. I was just in the bank depositing some money, and I told the lady that I was going to Vegas, and she put something in my bank account, credit card, saying that I was, that I was traveling to Vegas. So they can do it. It just takes 5 seconds. Lip balm, nail file. Phone charger. Most people forget their phone charger.
Yeah, they have to buy
those. An extra memory card, because that's expensive. Copies of your travel documents. Business cards. Don't forget your business cards. That's important. You're going to be meeting a lot of people, and you want to go ahead and have your business cards ready to go. Snacks, if you want to go ahead and not buy the snacks on the plane. If you have, this is very important, if you have an eBay store, put it on vacation mode. If you're not going to hide the listings, increase the handling time.
Okay. Which one do you do, Patty?
Yeah.
I don't ever hide the listings because, after all, you can communicate with your eBay through your phone. So I never hide the listings. I leave the listings up, and then I put the handling time 5 days or however I'm going to be gone.
That's a perfectly valid and smart way to do that. Yeah.
Then you can still sell stuff while you're gone.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you know what's best? This is what's best. Okay. So you're on vacation and you have your listings going. Okay. And you have the handling time 5 days. And then your husband comes over and says, hey, listen, honey, do you think that we could go ahead and afford this? And then you hear the cha-ching. And then you tell your husband, yeah, go ahead.
I hadn't thought of it that way.
On vacation, it's great. Yeah, we can go play blackjack for an hour because we just sold something.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can. I don't know if that's such a great idea.
Patty, how many eBay events will this make for you, Patty?
Well, I've been to, I don't know, I've never been to Vegas. I've never been to the one in Vegas, but I've been to all the 101 events and the one in Orlando I was. And I don't know. I don't know how many
several,
times I met
several,
Chris.
Anyway.
Several. Just in case, okay, this is very important. It's a good idea, just in case your bags get lost, to bring enough things in your carry-on to manage for a couple of days. Okay, and always carry your prescriptions, your travel documents, your money, your jewelry, your valuables, and other important items.
On you. Yes. Okay. And also, you brought up a very good point about bringing some stuff in your carry-on that you could wear for a day or two. Like,
yes,
you know, a pair of jeans and a shirt or something, anything. Your toothbrush, your toothpaste, I always bring that in my carry-on in case they lose something, so.
Exactly, because, I mean, you know, you never know how long it will take. And then, I mean, you can always go ahead and take an Uber and go to a mall or something and buy some stuff or go to a thrift store.
I've had to do it one time. I blamed John for this. This was 1990-something. I was going to an event. Actually, it was a personal appearance. It was when I was syndicated. And my entire, every bit of makeup I own was in my makeup French luggage. And John forgot to put that out on the thing when we got to the airport.
I arrived, I forgot where I was, Dallas.
I arrived in Dallas with not a drop of makeup to my name. Do you know what a horrifying thing that is for a woman? Oh, my God.
Oh, it's horrible. I mean, I'm like...
And I had to make a personal appearance, too. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. My God. I will have...
So I had to go... I had to go to a department store and buy everything. I spent $268. So.
Yikes.
Hey, Patty, thanks. This was great.
Thank you, Patty. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Up next, how to back up your listing. Stay tuned for more eBay Radio.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Summer is upon us and the back-to-school frenzy is really heating up. eBay is marketing heavily around this hot selling season. So here are five ways to get in on the action. First, create back-to-school promotions. Try bundling items or offer an accessory discount. Add a back-to-school themed image to your store billboard. Then use the featured items area to showcase your hottest products. Try some promoted listings to help you stand out in crowded categories like electronics. Send a back-to-school newsletter to your store subscribers. Finally, share your back-to-school offers on social media using hashtag back-to-school. Your savvy marketing will put you at the top of your class.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
replymanager.com. Thanks.